All right, let's talk about this leak of classified documents having to do with, amongst other things, our military strategies and those having to do with Ukraine and some of our allies overseas. It looks like now they have taken a 21-year-old in the military into custody for this. Jason Castillo joins us, associate professor, co-director of the Al Britton Center for Grand Strategy at Texas A&M. Prior to that, he worked in the Department of Defense's Strategy and Plans Office. Jason, thank you for coming on with us. Let me start by asking you, what's your assessment of the damage done by these documents being released? How bad was it?
Thank you for having me. I think when you look at these kinds of leaks, whether it's the WikiLeaks or the Snowden leaks, or even going back to the Pentagon Papers, I think you have to look at different categories of damage. Of course, it's all illegal, and those of us who hold these clearances need to be very careful with how we use the information and how we keep it secret. But I think there are four things to keep in mind. First, there's the dangers of these leaks to what goes on the battlefield. Then there's the dangers for your ability to collect intelligence over time. Are people learning things, not only about what you're planning to do on the battlefield, but how you collect information? Then there's your reputation for keeping secrets. Are your allies going to look at this and think, boy, we leak like a sieve. We can't trust them with information. And then finally, there's just the embarrassment. Are the secrets that are being released embarrassing to the government because they're not being completely forthcoming? Here, I think that I would assess that this is less damaging than the Snowden leaks or the WikiLeaks. The Snowden leaks were very damaging because they gave revelations about how we collect information. Here, I think the danger is on battlefield intelligence about the location of forces, their disposition, the capabilities we're giving the Ukrainians, the status of those capabilities, like the degradation of their air defenses,
right,
and particular military plans that we might have.
Well, how does a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman have any potential access to documents like this if he is really the guy who is the leader of this online gaming chat group, which is another question?
Yeah, that's a whole other
How does documents like these end up in potentially the hands of a gaming chat group and a 21-year-old?
So people who have access to this information will have gone through a background check, and those of us who have done this, you have to fill out a form, the SF-86. I had to do one recently. It's quite detailed, everyone you've known in your life, foreign connections. But even because he worked in the intelligence community with Air Force intelligence, he also had to go through a single scope background investigation. So these kinds of investigations are supposed to examine people's lifestyle and are supposed to pick these things up. Clearly, there were parts of his lifestyle or parts of his personality that people didn't capture. There's the broader problem of when you work in this world, you have often access to information that is not directly germane to his job. So you have access to different platforms where you can search for things that could be useful for your job, and that's probably where he encountered this information. I don't get the sense that he was working on Ukraine in particular.
It seems like he didn't know the consequences. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying it seems like, and the seriousness that when you take these jobs and you see this information, aren't they told about the consequences for letting stuff like this get out?
Yes, you're very aware of the consequences. In fact, when you asked me to be on, I thought, I'm a little nervous talking about this, but I haven't seen the information, so I'm comfortable saying, based on what I've seen in the newspaper.
Yeah, we don't want to get you taken in.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to get you taken in during the interview.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we don't want the door knocked down.
we do warn these people, and I'm surprised he was so cavalier about this.
Well, I'm more surprised that a 21-year-old has access to anything. I don't care that he's in that. Well, don't you have to be in it for a while before you get that kind of access?
my understanding is this is a guy with a secret collateral clearance. There are probably a lot of 21-year-olds who have that kind of clearance. I have Army officers in my class who are that age, and because they have to conduct military operations with coalition partners and communicate with those coalition partners or communicate over classified systems, they will probably have a secret clearance. So he did not have access to what I would call some of the crown jewels of the intelligence community. He probably would not. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I would put him in between somewhere where Snowden did damage and WikiLeaks, between that and the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg. That was a big embarrassment because Ellsberg provided secret information that said we are losing the Vietnam War. And everyone knows we're losing the Vietnam War. And that wasn't a shock to anyone. And what was a shock was that the government was telling us we were winning and we were losing.
What kind of punishment could he get for this if he's guilty?
Jail time, and probably significant jail time. And I'd be wondering if there are any offsetting circumstances that make his jail time less. But I think he's going to be in jail for quite a while.
And so, I mean, I know you don't know this, but I have to postulate the question, what's in it for him? I mean, he's going to go to jail for a long time. You presume if he's intelligent enough to have this gig, he's intelligent enough to know that there are consequences. What was accomplished by this? It's not even the person who leaked the Supreme Court thing on the abortion thing, I can at least see what they were trying to accomplish, as awful as it was. I just don't see what he thought he was going to get out of this.
So Ellsberg leaked because he thought we were losing the Vietnam War and wanted to tell the American public the government knew that. Snowden leaked because he thought the intelligence community was spying on us domestically, but when he leaked that, we already knew that was going on. So I'm not sure how noble he was. This is not noble at all, because I think what he was trying to do was impress people on this social media platform.
Wow.
And make himself look good on this social media platform, which I hope it was worth it, because they caught him and he's going to go to jail for a long time.
Wow.
And there are consequences for what's going on in the battlefield. He did reveal information about the disposition of forces, our plans, and about certain air defense networks that I'm sure will be used by Russians to their benefit.
Yeah. All right, Danny, I appreciate you coming on with us.
Hope we have you on again if you don't get in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. If not, lose our number.
We'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Jason Castillo there used to be
swallow
in the
our number.
Defense, and hopefully none of his old friends are coming to see him. It's 760 WJR.